Irish meetings today over jumps at Downpatrick and on the flat at Goran Park. The jumps card at Downpatrick commences at 1:45 with an opportunity maiden hurl that looks to be between Roaring Potter, and she's a contender in some form, but so a ladylike, didn't run too badly on jumping debut at Down Royal recently and might be capable of springing a surprise. In the handicap hurdle for mares at 2:55, Hurricane Georgie, despite getting a £15 hike for winning off a £32 lower hurdles mark at Wexford to her chase mark, the claim that is offset by the claim of Corey McGivern, should be good enough to beat these rivals. Possibly Frazzle Express is the main danger. In the opportunity handicap hurdle at 3:30, I'm going to take a chance with Very Excellent from Andy McNamara's yard. Has done well on the all-weather at Dundalk and showed a bit of promise in a decent novice hurdle at Ballybrit last summer to take a hand in the finish here of this six-runner affair. In the handicap hurdle at 4:40, Green and White Army from the Neil McKnight yard is not such a forlorn hope as the market will suggest. And a horse who's won over course and distance is feasibly well treated and might go close under what could be a funny race, really. I think young Charlie O'Dwyer is value for his claim, and I think this is a pretty very weak contest. Walk in the Breeze should take the bumper for Patrick and Willie Mullins at Goran Park. In their handicap at 1:55, the Mick O'Callaghan train Be Adored is dropping in trip, and I think can go very close in what could be a decent day for jockey Lee Roach. In the first division of the handicap at 3:05, Every Little Step of Yvonne Latt as a locally trained runner is a couple of pounds better off with Dunham for a run at this track last time out, and a wide open affair could be the one. Angel's Trumpet won for the local Galway Syndicate last time out at Goran Park under Lee Roach is again well drawn in stall number 6 and could defy the raise up to a mark of 54, still a couple of pounds lower than winning upper highest mark. In the handicap at 4:15 for apprentices, Urban Oasis is on a hat trick and I think could complete it under Jamie Powell for Johnny Fien. Whilst in the concluding conditions contest, Gear Up was a Group 1 performer as a 2-year-old. Joseph O'Brien is able to bring these back. Fantasy Lady and Tarazal would make it interesting. The nap, though, for me, goes in the 2:30 in the Phillies handicap over 7 furlongs. Ezine from the much back in form Dermot Weld yard is the one I like here. A winner of a maiden at Nace last time out with bombing out of just making all to beat Solar Breeze was second to Tuesday on debut. The Well team are in an awful lot better form than when she was on that run. Very well treated, I think. This is progressive. I think she could progress into a decent filly and can land the lap. Number 6, Ezine in the 2:30 at Goran Park.